Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. Our government is a bloated system of overpaid employees and elected officials who have lost the concept of why they are employed. Government is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Instead, it has eroded and devolved into a massive mess of employees who abuse their position, power, and the people's money. This will ultimately be the reason our great country will fail. Humboldt County now imitates Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Over half of the people working in Humboldt County work for the government. This is why a fiscally irresponsible measure, like the increase in sales tax, gets passed with ease. This tax increase will take $6 million out of our local economy. It will remind businesses that we are not a friendly place to set up shop and will increase the cost to do business in an already expensive location. High taxes and excessive regulations decrease business investment, and they chase away businesses to other states. It never ceases to amaze me how politicians change and conform to the system. We pray the individuals we elect have values and hope they will step into the chaos and start cleaning it up. We send them into office expecting they will embrace the absurdity of the situation as they promised. You'd think that those claiming to have a business background and interest would see what the public unions have done by negotiating ridiculously high salaries and benefit packages for those who work for the government. We cannot afford to keep paying these outlandish salaries that are bankrupting the system. They need to be reined in. Cutting benefits and wages is something that has to happen if we are going to survive. Yet our elected officials devise ways to scare the public into giving them more of their hard-earned money, which will never be enough. Yes, Measure Z passed with scare tactics. Our Board of Supervisors are elected to look out for the best interest of their constituents, and they failed us and chose to look out for the government employees and themselves. We elect who we think are fiscally responsible people to the board, and the next thing you know, they are taxing and spending too. Instead of making the tough decisions we elected them to make, they are just like most every politician in the system. They have their hands extended to the public saying, we need more money for safety in schools. But they are really looking out for government workers and making sure they all enjoy their ride on the taxpayers' gravy train. I have a friend who visits her brother in Gasky a couple times per month, and she now decided to go into Oregon and buy everything she needs that is taxable in California. I have another friend who buys a substantial amount of taxable goods. He has employees who are in other counties every day. He will now be buying as much as he can in other counties to keep from paying the extra half-cent sales tax. My wife and I have 5 grandkids, and we're planning on purchasing a new Suburban from Northwood Chevrolet early next year. I will not buy a vehicle because of this tax increase. It is absurd that the government makes more off a vehicle in taxes than a dealership makes. We are just 3 people that I know of who are going to rein in their purchases in Humboldt County because the government cannot control its spending. Everybody needs to try and do the same. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.